Welcome to episode 892 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Habakkuk was a prophet in the Old Testament, known primarily for the book that bears his name. His name likely derives from the Hebrew verb meaning to embrace, suggesting a connotation of one who embraces or one who clings. Little is known about Habakkuk's personal life, including specific details about his origin. Unlike some other prophets, the book of Habakkuk does not specify his hometown or genealogy, leaving his background quite mysterious. This lack of personal detail focuses the reader more on his message than his personal history. Still, Habakkuk likely prophesied in Judah, possibly during the reign of King Jehoiakim, around 609 to 598 BC, before the Babylonian conquest of Jerusalem in 586 BC. This period was marked by social injustice and the worship of idols, as well as political instability due to the looming threat of Babylonian invasion. Habakkuk is unique among prophets for the dialogue form used in his book, which includes complaints to God and God's responses. This dialogue centers on why God allows evil to persist if he is just, a question that leads to Habakkuk's affirmation of faith despite circumstances. Habakkuk 2, verse 4, its most quoted verse says, "The righteous shall live by his faith." This has become a cornerstone for the doctrine of justification by faith, articulated by Paul in Romans and Galatians. The book of Habakkuk, brief and oft overlooked, contains profound theological insights that resonate with the themes of the New Testament and point to Jesus in various ways.
Today's top 10 list.
10 ways in which Habakkuk points to Jesus.
Number 1.
Intense emotional and spiritual turmoil. Habakkuk wrestles with understanding God's justice in the face of rampant injustice and corruption within his society, expressing his turmoil through pointed questions and dialogues with God. He seeks clarity on why the wicked seem to prosper while the righteous suffer, and his response is rooted in seeking understanding from God and ultimately affirming God's sovereignty through prophecy. In contrast, Jesus's turmoil, particularly evident during his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, stems from the impending suffering of his crucifixion and the weight of humanity's sins. Unlike Habakkuk, who questions God's plans from a perspective of not understanding his ways, Jesus, fully understanding the divine plan, wrestles with the human experience of fear and pain. Jesus handles his emotional and spiritual distress by submitting fully to God's will, choosing obedience over escape, and strengthening his commitment to fulfill his sacrificial role for humanity's redemption. Thus, while both figures interact deeply with God in their distress, Jesus's response highlights his role in salvation, characterized by submission and sacrifice, contrasting with Habakkuk's quest for understanding and affirmation of faith.
Number 2.
The righteous shall live by faith. Habakkuk questions God about why he tolerates injustice and how long the wicked will triumph over the righteous. In response, God assures the prophet that he is working out his purposes in his own timing. It is in this context that the statement about living by faith is given. Habakkuk is challenged to trust in God's righteous character and his sovereign plan, despite the apparent triumph of wickedness. In Habakkuk 2, verse 4, the contrast is drawn between the proud, who trust in themselves and their might, and the righteous, who live by their faith in God. The proud here refers to the Babylonians, characterized by their reliance on their strength and conquests. In contrast, the righteous are those who, despite the circumstances, maintain their integrity and trust in God's promises and justice. The concept emphasizes that true life, understood as spiritual vitality and eternal perspective, is sustained by faith, not by visible circumstances or human understanding. This faith is not passive. It is an active trust in God, particularly in the face of confusion and difficulty. Righteousness in this context is portrayed not merely as moral uprightness, but as a relational stance that acknowledges dependence on God for vindication and salvation. This shifts the focus from human ability to divine grace, The statement also carries an eschatological promise that ultimate justice and the vindication of the righteous will be realized, encouraging a long-term view that looks beyond present sufferings.
Number 3.
Judgment on injustice. Habakkuk foretells God's judgment on the corrupt and unjust, similar to Jesus' pronouncements against the hypocrisy and injustice of the religious leaders of his time. Both emphasize God's intolerance of injustice and his commitment to righting wrongs.
Number 4.
Divine intervention. Habakkuk foresees God intervening in history to judge and to save, which parallels Jesus' role in divine intervention, his first coming to offer salvation and his second coming to judge the world.
Number 5.
God's sovereignty over nations. Habakkuk underscores God's control over the rise and fall of nations, exemplified in his dealings with Babylon. This sovereignty is echoed in Christ's authority over all nations and his ultimate kingship, as described in the book of Revelation.
Number 6.
Triumph over evil. The Old Testament book ends with God's triumph over evil, symbolized by Habakkuk's prayer of faith despite impending calamity. This victory foreshadows Jesus' ultimate victory over sin and death, offering hope and a future to those who trust in him.
Number 7.
A prayer as praise. Habakkuk 3 reads like a psalm of praise, similar to many of Jesus' teachings and prayers that emphasize the majesty and power of God. It mirrors the way Jesus often breaks into prayer and praise, acknowledging God's authority and might.
Number 8.
Vision of God's splendor. Habakkuk's vision of God's splendor and power in chapter 3 parallels John's vision in Revelation, as well as the transfiguration of Jesus, where his divine nature is revealed in glory to Peter, James, and John.
Number 9.
Patience in suffering. Habakkuk teaches that patience in suffering leads to experiencing God's salvation. This aligns with Jesus' teachings on taking up the cross, enduring suffering, and following him for the sake of the kingdom of God.
Number 10.
An example of prophetic intercession. Habakkuk intercedes for his people in a time of impending doom, a role that Jesus fulfills supremely as he intercedes for humanity before God, not only during his earthly ministry, but also in his ongoing high priestly service in heaven. Through these themes, Habakkuk provides a rich tapestry of insights that enhance our understanding of God's character and his plans for humanity, ultimately fulfilled in Jesus. These connections between Habakkuk and Jesus enrich our faith and deepen our appreciation for the continuity and depth of God's redemptive purposes, as revealed throughout Scripture. The declaration, "The righteous shall live by his faith," calls modern believers to a life of faithfulness and trust in God's overarching plans. It encourages believers to 1. Trust in God's timing. Like Habakkuk, we are reminded that God's ways and timings are perfect, even when they defy human logic or immediate understanding. 2. Endure in righteousness. It challenges us to maintain our integrity and commitment to God's ways, even when evil seems to prosper. 3. Look to eternal promises. It redirects our focus from the immediate to the eternal, fostering hope in God's ultimate justice and the fulfillment of his kingdom. Father, as we reflect on Habakkuk's teachings, we are reminded of your sovereignty and justice. Grant us the faith to trust in your timing, even when we are surrounded by uncertainty and strife. Help us to seek justice and show mercy, embodying the righteousness that Habakkuk calls for. Strengthen our hearts to embrace your plans without fear, knowing that you are our strength and our salvation. May we, like the prophet, rejoice in you and walk in your ways all the days of our lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.